This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Timeline of that evening. The head of Britain's spy agency says the UK is facing the worst terror threat in its history. MI5 Director General Andrew Parker says the threat is growing at a pace not seen before. Senior Foreign Affairs correspondent Greg Palcott joins us live from our London bureau. Greg?
Sandra, we have seen it up close here in the UK and across Europe this past year. Now this top UK security official is confirming it. Terrorism is big and growing. It is Andrew Parker giving this statement, the head of the MI5. That's basically the British equivalent of the FBI. In that rare public speech, he called terrorism now multidimensional, evolving rapidly, operating at a scale and pace not seen before. Here's more of what he had to say.
We've seen a dramatic upshift in threat this year. It's at the highest tempo I've seen in my 34-year career. Today there is more terrorist activity. It's coming at us more quickly, and it can be harder to detect.
Now, the speech does follow those attacks in London and Manchester. They left dozens dead. Also comes amid some government probes about how the authorities have handled the attacks. According to Parker, 7 other potentially deadly attacks were thwarted this year. Nearly 400 people arrested. He also referred to what he called the steady drumbeat of attacks, not just across Europe, but across the United States and the world. He also said cooperation between security agencies was absolutely vital. UK and U.S. very close indeed. Very troubling, but some strong warnings coming from the U.K. Back to you, Sandra.
Greg.
Well, the head of the intelligence service says more attacks are inevitable as Britain sees a dramatic upshift in Islamic terrorism. You know, this is quite the warning, and this is what open borders gets you. And, you know, the U.K., other European countries are having to reconsider their policy in terms of the open borders and the increasing threats that happen. I mean, for the head of the MI5, Britain's top secret agency, for him to come out and make this statement, I mean, this causes everybody to take pause, Scott, because this is a dramatic assessment here of what he is saying, and I'm sure the people there in Britain who have been real careful, and also in France, we've talked to people in France, we talk about the no-go zones there, and they get a little kerfuffled about that. They don't like talking about no-go zones. Well, here in America, we have no-go zones. That's the reality where, the U.S. Constitution is inconvenient to these terrorists, and they're not going to abide by this. This is the problem that we have, is that all these politicians want to spend so much time in creating new rules and laws that, look, you already got law-abiding citizens. They follow it. That's not the answer, more laws. The answer is you got to get serious about law enforcement. This is the big problem, whether it's, there in Europe, and the big signal to those that want to break the law is that, hey, look, you take down the borders, take down the walls, and you just let people have their own way. And, for the sake of, political correctness, even there in Europe or whatever, you want to say contributes to it. If there's some sort of, dysfunction in their reasoning to think that somehow by being compliant and going along to get along, I don't know how you can get along with evil and other than, you're just going to be a target for them, and you might as well just sit there and wait until it's your turn for them to come and lop your head off. This is a big warning signal, right?
That's one of your issues with compromise. If somebody wants to kill you and you don't want to die, what's the compromise? They just maim you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem with compromise on things like these. If you know something's wrong, you got to stand up for what you know.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, this is a serious notice, you know, coming from MI5 themselves, and a warning to the United States. Will we heed that? 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And while you're there, don't forget to sign the petition to pardon Christian Saucier. You know the story. It's all right there. This Navyman, the submariner, who took a selfie photo when he was a couple of years in the military, in the Navy, unclassified nuclear sub, what he did is regarded as a low-level classified infraction. And this came up during the campaign of Donald Trump in 2016, because he used it as a comparative to Hillary Clinton, who was, was said by the FBI director, James Comey at the time, that there was a reckless mishandling of top secret information. Well, Hillary is free, and this unfortunate soul, U.S. Navy man who ended up saving our country for 13 years, spends a year in jail for something he did back when he was a rookie in the Navy. Usually those kind of low-level infractions get a reduction in grade, some minor timeout penalty. But for him, kicked out of the Navy, it's just a pathetic story. You can read the whole thing on our website. Sign the petition. Get it off to your friends. And we got to get this off to the Commander-in-Chief to ask that President Trump pardon one Christian Saucier. Liz Peek joins us now. Always good to have Liz with us. Columnist for FoxNews.com, the Fiscal Times. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. I bet your research analyzing must come in handy as the stock market is hitting record levels these days, Liz.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm not sure it bears much analysis, really. I think what we're looking at is just a huge surge in optimism. Americans feel better about their economic situation than they have since 2000, Bill. It's an amazing, truly an amazing turn up in how people feel about what's going on. And, you know, guess what? It's about the economy, stupid. And for all the ranting and raving about everything Trump does wrong and all the mainstream media criticism of his every move, the truth is if people are this buoyed about their employment prospects, et cetera, the Republicans are going to do fine next year.
I think the prospects are, as you say, are good for the Republicans. But meanwhile, we still have an unfortunate large number of people that they don't care about their wallet. They'd much rather care about the partisanship, the resistance, to find every reason to hate this president. I mean, this whole controversy about what's going on with this this soldier, unfortunately, that was killed, this Green Beret, and the president makes a condolence call to the to the widow, and they're on their way, and it just so happens that not one of his most favorite congresswomen happens to be in the car. She hears only a part, by her own admission, she only hears only a part of the conversation and deduces that the president is rather cold-hearted and inappropriate.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just gotcha journalism and gotcha reporting all the time on everything Trump does. But again, I wrote a piece for The Hill this week about just the dissonance, the difference between, you know, all of this ankle biting and, you know, mudslinging and everything. And yet, again, think about this, because this didn't get a lot of attention, and it should have. The Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index didn't just go steadily higher in the last month. It jumped, and people were shocked. No one expected to see that. And by the way, it was across all economic levels, across both parties, and across all age levels. I mean, Bill, this was a really stunning thing that happened. And by the way, another survey came out just yesterday or the day before that kind of confirmed this. I can't tell you what accounts for it, except the fact, obviously, that the stock market is on a roar. The fact that average hourly earnings have kind of hooked up. And I think that is probably the most important number that we all should be looking at is, you know, is this growth in the stock market reflecting real things going on out there? And the answer is yes. Real growth has accelerated in the economy. And guess what? You know, I'm going to write about this weekend. For all the people who've been saying, oh, you know, we can't add jobs beyond a certain point, we can't grow beyond a certain point, it is not true. And we are beginning to see the benefits accrue to everybody from faster growth. And Obama, I mean, and, you know, I track this stuff because I'm a policy nerd and this is what I do. Obama never prioritized job creation. That is simply a matter of fact.
Right.
And so, you know, it's not surprising to me that these numbers are getting better, but it is stunning how it's translating into, by the way, what happens when people get optimistic? They spend more.
Exactly.
Look at the surveys that are going on about what the holiday spending season could look like. That's why the market's up. I mean, there are other reasons, too. But when you consider all the disasters that have befallen this country in the last 8 weeks, the hurricanes, the fires, the shooting, Puerto Rico's terrible storm, et cetera, it's astonishing that the market has just gone beyond that.
Exactly. You imagine if we were operating on all cylinders, what that would do for the economy even more so. And, you know, to your point about job creation, I hear from the inside of the Trump administration, number one question that Donald Trump asks every morning is, how are we doing with jobs? So that reinforces the idea of focus that he has on job creation, unlike the previous administration. Now, some are saying, you know, trying to do some comparative between the two, you know, this administration and the previous one. But look, at the proof is in the pudding. We're on a roar here, as you say. There are good indicators. The enthusiasm level, I speak and have interviewed at least a half dozen banks. Each one in their small business components of their operations say that small business prospects are on the uptick dramatically. People are very enthusiastic. They're dreaming again. And, you know, at the very heart of the soul of the free enterprise is dreams. The fact that you can dream to, you know, have a better life and a better opportunity, that's the engine of all this, isn't it?
Yeah, it totally is. And it is exciting. And I don't want to sound goofy because, yeah, we're going to have a market setback at some point. And, you know, we're all going to clutch our wallets and think, oh, Lord, here it comes. I knew it was coming. I knew everything was overpriced. You know, The Economist had a cover last week, you know, basically the bull market in everything, just talking about how everything has gone up in value. But you know what? That's good. And the creation of wealth is good. And yes, there is a trickle down effect. And we're seeing it even now as, again, hourly earnings go up and incomes go up, et cetera. So I, you know, again, we're going to have a setback along here somewhere. Someone's going to miss an earnings call or whatever. But one of the interesting things also going on, and there was a journal piece about it today, and I've seen other data points on it, actually, people are taking money out of stocks, and that's usually kind of a good contrary indicator.
Right. Well, we're talking with Liz Peek, a columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. We're going to talk about, you know, this fight between Corker and Trump. Because one of the things I was going to ask you about, but we're running out of time here this side of the commercial break, Liz, is tax reform. You imagine we got tax reform, what that will do, how that will jettison the economy even more so. I mean, there's a lot of potential excitement here, growth excitement on the horizon. So more from Liz Peek on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Values, faith, service. They stand.
still exist here.
It's about liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Free to be the best you can be. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Liz Peek continues with us, columnist for FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. Liz, you made reference to trickle down, and I'm still amazed at how many people that I run into that have no concept of it. They bought into the progressive talking point that counters trickle down, and they just cannot seem to add up the facts.
Well, it's an interesting thing. I mean, I think that, you know, people on the left like to divide the country into various segments and pit one against the other. And, of course, the easiest one is wealthy versus not wealthy. Because any kind of tax reform, which is really what we're talking about, I guess, might benefit people who earn a lot of money and who pay a lot of taxes, Democrats are solidly opposed to that.
Can I ask you something real quick? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I think this is important because you just brought up something in terms of the wealthy. If the wealthy pay most of the tax, and if you give a tax break, isn't it reasonable to expect that they're going to realize more of the tax break because they're putting more in? And the people that pay zero, they're not going to realize the tax break because they pay zero already, right?
Yeah, no, it's exactly right. And, of course, the plan that has been put forward by the GOP does, in fact, let more people enter that category of not paying income taxes. Most people pay, by the way, payroll taxes, Social Security and Medicare. But no, the income tax in this country is one of the most progressive in the world. That is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't like, on the left don't like to talk about it because it's much easier to talk about how, you know, thanks to Warren Buffett, how billionaires are not paying their fair share. Mm-hmm. They're paying lower tax rates than their secretaries, et cetera, all of which, by the way, is sort of on the table right now. In other words, if you don't like that, if you don't like the fact that people who have made a lot of money and are now earning returns on that money because it's invested in and they're getting dividends or whatever, have Congress change that. I mean, that's the way our system is set up, and for good reason, because it promotes investment, which
it incentivizes this the very
that's
thing
right.
you need. Now you're going to shoot your foot. Shoot yourself in the foot over it, and then you take that component out, and then you go, hey, what happened to all the investment? Well, you told them, you know, you overcharged them. That's why we're looking at anywhere from, I've heard the number, $1.5 to $3, maybe as high as $5 trillion sitting offshore, because the incentives are all in the wrong direction.
It's gotten completely whacked out and out of whack, and they really need to fix this. I think what's sort of discouraging is that Republicans have become unable to tell the story of why it is important to cut taxes. You know, a good friend of mine is Larry Kudlow, and I do his show occasionally. He is a very big guy on cutting taxes, and even he begins to kind of hedge about, you know, people may not like this or whatever, but at least he can articulate
exactly
why it's important to do this. And I think the president is on board with it. The good news is all the disparate voices in the White House are on board with this one single thing. But Republicans in Congress are so chicken about doing anything that might earn them a bad sentence or two in the New York Times that they won't stand up for the principle of the thing. And the thing is, it's not a cold-blooded principle. This helps real people. This
exactly.
helps small business owners. This helps employees. You know, one of the big arguments is how much of a corporate tax cut actually flows to the workers, and estimates range as high as 80%. And the theory is that if corporations are more flush, they will pass some of the savings or benefits on to their workers in the form of higher salaries and wages. And studies
Absolutely.
Have been done that show that. So I think it's quite, you know, it's a really kind of a pivotal time philosophically for our country. I'm writing this morning about the Fed chair pick. I have a feeling that I'm just guessing, of course, that Trump is not necessarily going to go with someone that will really delight the hearts of conservatives like John Taylor, because in Trump land, where I think my head is some of the time, things are going great, right?
Yes,
so some degree, why change a winning game? I think that Trump is going to be pretty reluctant to do that. I don't, and now, mind you, no one that he's talking about, including John Taylor, will come in and radically change the program. But John Taylor really does advocate for higher interest rates here. And I think I kind of agree with Trump. If things are really going well, until you begin to see signs that they aren't, why
yes,
change something?
Exactly. Leave the status quo. I agree with you. You know, the other thing, in hearing you talk, I think we're missing what we miss is a Ross Perot figure. Remember when he did the infomercials and he had the little, you know, he had his little, aids, visual aids that he could lay out to the people and kind
of the Groucho Marx duck. I mean, it was,
But we need something, you know, to get the everyday American to understand what's going on, whether it's Larry Kudlow or Stephen Moore. Stephen Moore is a dear friend and he's been, you know, he's on with us regularly. And of course, those two are joined at the hip and have been, very constructive with this administration and helpful to President Trump. In fact, I had texted Steve the other night after the president gave him a shout out. I said, "Hey, good shout out from the press. You know, that's great."
Yeah. So, they're pushing very hard for a Fed chair that does not raise interest rates rapidly. I think who does kind of well, mm-hmm. but who is advocating a strong dollar and so forth. So there is a schism here. There's no question about it. My view is he will pick not Janet Yellen because Janet Yellen would infuriate his base, but someone like Powell, who would appear to be sort of a continuation of Janet Yellen, maybe Kevin Warsh, that's a possibility, but I don't think he'll do something that is perceived to be a real change in the outlook.
Well, he's got to find somebody who has an idea that they've got to create some margin here. They spent all their margin in the last 8 years, right? And so there's got to be somebody who understands that dynamic and does it in a way that is ginger, that doesn't all of a sudden come in with, you know, Fanner 50s on their hip and starts firing away and raising rates willy-nilly. This could be a disaster for us and counter all the good things that we're doing. We need a room to breathe, like you say. The economy is moving in the right direction. Let's promote those things that advance the cause. And if we can table the others for a while, knowing that we're going to have to deal with it because we inherited, by the way, during the last administration, we had, $6 trillion of paper money out there that still has to be absorbed somehow.
Well, that's exactly right. And so anyway, there is some appetite for change, but I would bet you, I mean, Trump makes these decisions at the end of the day. And it is true that whoever's last person in the room with him has an outsized voice. So we don't know who that's going to be. But I just have a feeling he's going to advocate or he'll make a decision that's not going to rock markets. Because, look, what is the best thing going on for him right now? It is the fact that the stock market is on this tear. He mentioned
23,000. What a wreck. Yeah. I mean, and short order, Liz. I mean, he was never yet to 3%. They said, well, he'll be lucky in his entire administration if he gets a 3% GDP. He gets a 3%, then 30 days later, unlike what happened in the previous administration, because remember we'd get a number and then they'd go, oh, well, we got to adjust it. It always went down, never went up. I don't think in the 8 years the adjustment ever went up. It always went down. This time it goes up. So it's all encouraging news, right?
It is very encouraging news. And again, I think people need to kind of take a deep breath here and say, all right, the stock market is not going to go up every single day. In fact, today I think it is going down. But these are very strong tailwinds. And so, again, my conclusion is probably it's going to be a pretty safe pick that he'll make. We'll see.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
And Liz, how can the folks be in touch with you and follow you?
I have a website, lizpeek.com, P-E-E-K. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Twitter, and I'm trying to get to 5,000 Twitter followers. I've never advocated for that, but now I am. I really want to get beyond this.
Well, you and I need to be connected. We need to be tweeting together, you and I
all
both.
Right, Billy,
so
you follow me, and I'll follow you.
Okay, you got it.
Peek, L-I-Z-P-E-E-K. Very easy.
Yeah, there it is. Liz Peek on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Liz.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
Bye. You got it.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. Is Generation Z the most anxious generation yet? According to the 2017 University Lifestyle Survey conducted by Sodexo, current and incoming university students are more concerned about the uncertainty of their futures than previous generations. They are not only apprehensive about mounting student loan debt and other forms of financial liability, but also about securing a job after graduation and maintaining a good quality of life. The survey further shows that Generation Z has different priorities when choosing a university than past generations. Jim Jenkins, CEO, Universities East, Sodexo North America.
Universities need to highlight the best qualities of their campus atmosphere in order to appeal to prospective students. 83% of students consider a friendly campus more important than a university's reputation, and 62% consider the campus tour more influential than their parents' advice. The results of this survey will help change the way universities educate and accommodate their students now and in the future.
For more information, visit www.sodexo.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Well, we're going to go to one of my favorite cities that I'll be there during the holidays and live on site from Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum in New York City. Nate Berkus is with us, nationally recognized interior designer and best-selling author. Nate, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me this morning.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about updating our homes to reflect some of the latest styles, whether tackling a full-scale renovation or simply refreshing your space. We're glad that you're here with us, Nate, to offer your trade secrets on what makes for a well-designed space.
Absolutely. I've actually partnered with Delta Faucet to celebrate National Design Week, which is this week in New York City, which is why, have you ever seen the movie Night at the Museum, Bill?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Okay, so that's what's happening right now in New York City. I'm basically in the Cooper Hewitt Design Museum at the Smithsonian almost by myself. So it's like I'm like a kid in a candy store today.
Yeah, you're waiting for everything to start animating any second now, right?
Exactly. I'm waiting for the chairs to chase me.
How much fun is that? Well, some of the tips that you're sharing is that everybody can be a collector. You know, don't be so cautious. Take some risk. Go online because there's a lot of great ideas there. So let's talk about your top design tips for people looking to refresh their space. What do you suggest?
I think that the truth with design today, and I've been doing this for over 20 years, but the truth is that our access is different. And everybody really can be a collector and start assembling things in their home that tell the story of who they are in the space. I have designed a lot of interiors over the years, on television, for private clients. And the one thing that I think the most successful rooms have in common is that when you walk in, they tell you something about the people that live there. It's not just a bunch of expensive things placed together to impress somebody, or things that your neighbor is doing or your mother-in-law thinks are a good idea. It's the people that took risks and spent some time gathering inspiration from places like the Cooper Hewitt or from the web, and really took the time to create a layered space that expresses their personality.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I think some people, when they think of collecting, they might think, well, you know, I'm really trying to downsize here, and I'm not trying to add more clutter or just ideas, but that's okay, though, isn't it? I mean, it's better to have more, and then you can kind of weed it out based on, you know, maybe an idea or a concept that you're developing.
I think that depends. I mean, I think what we've done as a people is fill our homes with things that don't have meaning. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've always believed in being a pretty ruthless editor when it comes to what design decisions you make in your home, especially in renovation, whether it's a kitchen or a bathroom. You know, what I can promise everybody is that the details really matter. And if you live in your home for a long time, everybody does this, we stop seeing what we live with. We don't notice something, whether it's bad or it's good, until we make a change. And, you know, an interior for me is never done, whether it's adding a new throw pillow or a full-scale renovation. The easy stuff is to just change up colors and repaint a room. The important things, I think, or the more important or more timely things are the full-scale renovations. And, you know, the rule of thumb around that is that if you should really only focus on things that stand the test of time, on classic materials, on things that, you know, if it's built in, you want to be able to stand in front of it 10 years from now and not think that you went with the latest trend, but you went with something that really represented the best in design, even down to your faucet.
Exactly.
The design details really matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can, Nate, someone take risk when designing your space?
Look, you know, Bill, when you, if you go on Pinterest and you enter into their search engine, best designed rooms in history, or start looking for inspiration online. Mm-hmm. The rooms that are the most pinned, the rooms that have garnered the most attention over the years, are the exact rooms that were wild and outrageous when they were first created. And they weren't outrageous because people were trying to shock. They were outrageous in that people broke all the rules because they wanted to do something that was deeply personal. Mm-hmm. And everyone's taste is a little bit different. You know, no one is going to look at the same color and see it the same way. We all view things totally differently. So really the best interiors are the rooms over time where people did take a risk. And the easiest way to take a risk is, like I said, that isn't sort of a cheap shot at it, is to spend some time getting inspiration, get those images together, figure out what really resonates to you, what represents who you are, where you've been, who you've loved, where you've traveled, what your family's cultural heritage is about, and start making design decisions that tell your story. And
yeah,
that's risky, because
right,
your neighbor's is going to be different.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's risky and unique and dynamic, as you say. And like anything that's risky, it has some edge initially, but time has a way of smoothing that edge out a bit, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, you know, what looks, it's kind of like when you see the latest model of a car you've always loved driving down the street. Mm-hmm. They're the best way to describe it. You see, you know, you've seen this car on the street and always loved the body style, and then all of a sudden the new model comes out, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, I hate that. Why did they change it? But then your eye gets used to it, and typically you start to really love it, and that becomes the norm. The same with interior design. So as you spend time in your space, like I said earlier, you know, we don't notice what's wrong with our space until we bring in something new or start to make small changes. And then all of a sudden we notice that, you know, that carpet really does look a bit threadbare, mm-hmm. or that chair has always been too big for that corner of the space where it is. But it's really fun to give yourself the opportunity to create a room that tells people something about you when they walk through the door.
Yeah, exactly. What is going on in the world of design today as you're observing it?
You know, people, I think, are starting to understand, and this is one of the reasons why I was excited to partner with Delta Faucet and Design Week at the Cooper Hewitt, is people are starting to understand how much details matter. The more information that we see out there, the more visual stimulation that we have, the more interiors we see in magazines or on television or online, the more choices that we have. And so you really have to edit that down to the best quality that you can afford, the things that stand the test of time, and also the opportunity to do something really personal. I think that people are much more careful now about the materials that they use in their renovation. I think that it's not about trend. I think trends are designed to make people feel bad about what they didn't buy or wear last year, same in fashion as it is in design. But I think that it's really about picking the best-in-class quality of everything that you're building into your home, whether it's your bathtub or your faucet or your fireplace. Tile. We have so much information that we're bombarded with all the time. It's really important to edit that stuff down and make the right decisions for you.
Exactly. Well, Nate, speaking of time, we're all out. So remind everybody where they can go and stay on top of your design tips.
Well, I would like people to go first to Delta Faucet's Instagram at Delta Faucet, because we're announcing something really cool tonight at the Cooper Hewitt. I'll be here at the party. But for other info, NateBurkus.com and my own Instagram at NateBurkus.
That's great. Nate Burkus, interior designer, New York Times bestselling author. I'm Bill Martinez live. Nate, thank you much. Have a great time there.
Thanks, Bill.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam.
You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You will never run away. You're forever mine. You will never run away. You're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away.
Get out of here, okay?
If you're
not for freedom, if you're not for all the things that make America great and will make it greater, get out of the way. It's lead, follow, or get out of the way, as my old boss used to say. He says, you're one of those guys, huh? I go, well, you know, look, if you're going to put some energy and time and money into it, I always believe that you should put your best foot forward. Don't you believe the same thing, Andrea? Of course you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the daughter of two Marines, baby.
Yeah.
I believe both white and blue and camouflage. And I say, if you're going to take a knee, that's the perfect position for us to tip you over and set onto the ground, and then we're going to step over you. Okay?
Hey, speaking of which, you know, you brought this up, but I real quick before we get into this, the other deal that's going around the water cooler these days, and then like overnight, you know, it's like every day you wake up and you go, okay, what kind of goofy things are going to be on now? And the thing that's lighting up the internet is that supposedly Melania has a body double. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did. And I'm like,
is this goofy?
It's so goofy because, okay, didn't we all know that The Stepford Wives was a movie and the remake was a really bad one? Okay, they should have never tried to remake that. But it's fiction. And, oh, by the way, I know that the left, who doesn't believe, who pretends to be the party of science, but actually obviously doesn't because they believe that, you know, you can choose your gender. I know that they've been trying to disrespect the Lord with their idea of coming up with cloning, but I don't think they've perfected it yet. To come up with a body double that looks as good as Melania. Okay?
Well, Donald Trump was going, thank God that explains everything. But that's just a guy talking, so you can take that for what it's worth. Anyway, okay, so I just wanted to get that, you know, kind of like off my chest here about this deal, because that was kind of goofy, and I knew you'd be aware of that. I mean, talk about fake news. Lord have mercy. They just keep on coming. But anyway, you're talking about the NFL and the football players. And you know, this whole deal. So Goodell is like, they're paying this guy $40 million, and he's dysfunctional. I mean, you come out and basically what he says, what you and I talked about last week, These guys don't know what they're striking over, or what they're taking a knee for, or what they're not supposed to take a knee for, or raise a fist for, and all this stuff. And he even echoed that. He goes, well, you know, after all these 2 days of meetings with these players, go, well, we're just, you know, they're kind of like this and that, and we're going to, we're going to address those issues. Well, but meanwhile, they've got supposedly less than a dozen guys that want to insist on, you know, taking the knee, but he doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to tell these guys, hey, this is our company, and you cannot do that.
Right. I mean, I think I saw an Amber Alert on my phone earlier that, you know, they're searching for, you know, Goodell's spine somewhere along the California freeways. I mean, you would think the left that tries to champion income inequality and all about how corporations have these big, evil, overpaid white dudes. You're the only one who mentioned the fact that this dude's making $40 million a year? To do what?
Yeah.
I guess to validate some nonsense being spewed. I mean, all he did yesterday was come out and validate, well, you know, we all think they should stand, but, you know, we think that they should be heard, too. Some of them have some really valid concerns. And it's like, no, let's not validate what this is about. This was supposed to be about the false narrative, the lie that was propagated and perpetrated by the left of hands up, don't shoot.
Right.
That was
exactly
an absolute lie. And every time somebody stands up there and says, we ought to allow them to take a knee, or we need to listen to them, or maybe this isn't the time to take the knee, we should have discussions and set up meetings with police officers, continues to put forth that false narrative, the lie. Now we got this LeBron James coming out saying that he's told his kids if they get pulled over by the cops to put him on speed dial because, you know, he's got to make sure that he's there. I mean, they're just continuing to feed this lie that cops all have a target on the backs of black kids.
Well, LeBron is ill-equipped. He's made a major mistake interjecting himself into this. And that's one thing. If you're going to do that, well, then do it for good. Do it in a way that is respectful. Even Michael Jordan would not have approached this. And LeBron's blowing his brand up. The NFL is blowing their brand up. I mean, you know, Goodell doesn't get it. The owners don't get it. You know, cut your losses. This is terrible. I mean, that press conference that he gave after it, it was a disaster, Andrea. I mean, I think, you know, they can get everybody to stand now and do the right thing. And I think that the damage has been done. This season is in the tank. And a lot of these, media companies, these TV companies and that have paid the NFL all kinds of money, they're going to want some money back, and deservedly so.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, there are some really core, diehard NFL fans who love the game, love the sport so much, that are boycotting right now but will come back. But there are many, many millions and millions who, once you've lost them, they're gone. Once you've found a new way to their Sunday or their Monday evening and they're no longer engaged and don't know who the players are anymore or what the records are, you know, once you kind of get out of that, I used to be a fanatic. I used to never start my day without ESPN. I used to follow the draft. Every time there was a game on TV, I was all over it. I mean, I was one of these weird women. And
you like the pom-pons. Your husband said, honey, go get the pom-pons. You're out there. You're doing the cheers. You got the pom-pons. You're the pom-pon girl.
Well, yeah. I love everything about it. Yes, of course, I was a cheerleader. I have to admit. But you know what? I don't miss it. Monday nights, well, I forget that there's even games on anymore. Once you've lost viewers, good luck trying to get them back.
You and I talked about last time, Andrea, what happens is most people, you know, before all this, they'd watch 5-6 games a week or weekend and all that all total. Now it's like maybe one or two, you know, so they're just not as engaged with the NFL any longer. You know, some totally have just said, hey, I'm done. You know, I only watch TV and I watch the NFL for fun. And these guys, I mean, even professionals, former, you know, football players are saying the same thing. I mean, it is a disaster. And, of course, they're trying to protect their deal, too, because if they see that the franchise is in the tank, what is this going to do in terms of, you know, serving, you know, their pension that they're supposed to be getting from the NFL?
Maybe they can get it from Roger Goodell, because who knows what kind of what he's amassing. You know, you take $40 million a year and you put that in a low yield, just a little low yield savings account, you're racking up some dough.
Yeah, you can.
Goodell,
you can buy some shoes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey,
he's, yeah.
Yeah, well, I want to go on, you know, because you and I get going and we're like, you know, and a couple of my friends said, do you guys like have like, you know, like Espresso Plus, you know, before you guys go on? I only sometimes. But, and, you know, I go, this is just what we do. This is how we roll here. We just, you know, keep on going. But I wanted to get your read on this whole Frederica Wilson, the congresswoman, what she did to this Gold Star family in accusing Donald Trump. I mean, here she is. She's in the car with the widow. They're going to pick up the body of LaDavid Johnson, the Army sergeant that was killed, with three other Green Berets. And Donald Trump makes the call to the widow. And even by her own admission, Frederica says she didn't hear the whole conversation, but she heard something about, you know, a comment that, you know, that's being taken way out of context. And I can't imagine Donald Trump as the commander-in-chief and all the compassion that he has demonstrated time and again toward the military, that he would purposely be insensitive toward this woman. And instead of the congresswoman, they're coming alongside and assuaging this woman's grief. What does she do? She sticks a stick in this woman's heart and just stirs up the problem and spills her resistance and her perception, her anti-Trump perception, all over this woman who is grieving already. I mean, you know how this thing played out. I mean, this thing is not good. And I think that, you know, this is the same woman that's, you know, she's been threatening to, you know, to impeach Donald Trump. She's all part of the resistance. She was also the same one because she's down in Miami. She was the one that made the statement with George Zimmerman when she was talking about, well, you know, here's these white people. They're hunting them down like a dirty dog, just shooting them down, you know. I mean, how incendiary. I mean, this woman should be censored and put on timeout for a long time. And how the constituency there in Miami would have her as their representative is beyond me. And I'm just above. I'm north of Miami. And I'm looking there and I'm going, people, you guys got to wake up and smell the coffee. This is not the kind of representation that you want or need.
This is absolutely despicable to me. This is on the level of Hillary Clinton looking in the eyes of the family members of Benghazi and lying to them and telling them it was about a video.
Exactly.
Because basically this is about the gross exploitation of a hero who gave its life on behalf of this country and using it for political reasons. It's another example of why their identity politics game, they pretend that they care about all the different groups from the military to the minorities to the women to the LGBT, and all they care about is using and abusing them to amass more and more power. She heard what she wanted to hear in that phone call.
Of course.
And the grieving widow, and even if she didn't deliberately twist what he said, it's another example of why eyewitnesses is the worst testimony in a courtroom, because people bring their own perceptions, their own, what they want to have seen. She heard what she wanted to hear, and the media and others glommed onto it, not just as a way to bash Trump and try to characterize him again as this heartless thug, but also the woman factor. This was a way to try to distract from the Harvey Weinstein Democrat Party.
I thought about that. Yeah, that's exactly
what this is about, because it involves a warm woman. See how crass he was to this woman. Forget what the Democrat Party and Hollywood, because you can't separate two. Forget the actual rape and assault and the abuse of women done by the left to the Democrat Party in Hollywood. Look over here.
Yes, exactly. Well, and the shame of it, and of course, you know, I always love it when people tell you what they don't want to do. It's the very thing they're doing, you know, because she says, we're talking about the congresswoman, Frederica Wilson, says, well, I don't want to make it political. Well, you already did. It's done. It's cooked and well done. And here it is, the hero, Army Sergeant LaDavid Johnson. His heroism dwarfs in the significance, sadly.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5StarSoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully